Chapter 26. The mirror in Jagged Fell's dressing room had an inset holopad permanently turned to the Imperial News Network, and the network's election day coverage had been interrupted for a special report. Instead of the usual talking heads, the hologram now showed a glassy, still-glowing blast basin set into the rim of a dusty moon crater. A silky-voiced reporter was providing off-cam commentary.
Location of a small mine known as the Moon Maiden. That was before the Imperial Frigate Consolidator struck the site with a sustained turbolaser barrage.
Though Jag had been expecting the report for a couple of days now, the timing took him by surprise. By holding the story until just a few minutes before the election day debate, the network executive board was clearly trying to torpedo his campaign. They were ensuring that the news would be seen by the entire empire and leaving him no time to mount a response before the citizenry voted. It was imperial intrigue at its finest, and even if it was one of the aspects of his job that Jag hated most, he had to admire the skill of his opponents. The image changed to the face of a handsome lieutenant in Imperial security, and the voiceover continued.
Imperial News has learned that Lieutenant Dortch Van Goor of the Imperial Security Detachment on Hagamore 3 was on assignment near the Moon Maiden shortly before the strike. He has confirmed that the bombardment was ordered by Head of State Jagged Fell on the recommendation of an unidentified female agent. Unfortunately, Lieutenant Van Goor refused to reveal the identity of this personal agent, and so far, our investigators here at the Imperial News Network have been unable to find any trace of her arrival on Hagamore 3, or even to confirm her existence.
They must have some pretty incompetent researchers, Tahiri said. She was standing behind the makeup artist, looking at Jag's reflection in the mirror. Her face was still battered and bruised, yet remarkably fit for someone who had recently tangled with a Force entity.
The Hagamore 3 spaceport has more security cams than your palace on Bastion. Any decent reporter with an hour and 1,000 credits should have been able to score a vid of me.
And give you a reason to come back?
Jag met her gaze, then shook his head.
No one wants to meet an Imperial hand twice.
A campaign flimsy appeared in the mirror's holographic inset, and Jag shifted his attention back to the news. The poster featured Dalla in a white Grand Admiral's uniform, standing in profile with her eye patch prominently displayed. The slogan read,
Natasi Dalla, a tradition of service and sacrifice for your empire.
It was an effective poster, so much so that it practically made Jag want to vote for her.
This is one of Admiral Dalla's campaign posters,
the reporter said helpfully.
Our preliminary investigation confirms that the Moon Maiden was in fact being used as Admiral Dalla's campaign headquarters.
The poster was replaced by the face of an attractive brunette reporter.
My fellow citizens, on the first Imperial election day, I know you must all have the same questions I do, and you are probably drawing some rather obvious conclusions. But it would be premature of me to suggest that there has been an astounding abuse of power here. An assertion like that would require evidence that I simply do not have at this time. Therefore, I can only report what Imperial News Network knows for certain right now.
The hologram returned to the glassy basin.
This used to be Admiral Dalla's campaign headquarters, and Head of State Fell personally authorized its bombardment. As you can see, the attack was clearly designed to destroy all trace of the facility's true nature.